deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Leviticus. So get close to your radios and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Which I have given them. Now notice, God says you ain't getting in. Isn't that something? Now it looked like to me, I've never noticed this before, but Moses and them just had a bad day because they had a funeral. They had, you know, they just got through burying his sister. And so you don't want to be worrying with church folks. Hello, somebody. Hello. I mean, you know, a lot of times right after a funeral or when death or sickness, you ain't thinking right. That's pressure. Hello, somebody. But notice, God don't take no excuses. It's just no excuse. You know, I done read this story many a time, but it wasn't until about a month ago in Sunday school when I read it. I said, but Lord, look like to me you could have been a little, you know, had a little pity on it. But God said, what's more value? Huh? God has got 2 million people that he was concerned about. Hello, somebody. God ain't got time. See, we sometimes what we do, we'll hold things up, have pity on one person to hold up progress in the whole church. Hello, somebody. God said, we ain't got time to be holding things up. We got work to do. Amen. Somebody needs to be saved. Amen. Somebody needs to be. See, that's why you ain't got that much time. God's give you a little time to cry, but you don't supposed to be just sitting there crying. God give you a little time to heal, but you can't be taking years. Hello, somebody. And then some things we just use as an excuse. Sometimes you be wanting to tell a person off. So since something bad, you know, my house done burned down. Now, if she come over here, I'm gonna let her to. Huh? Hello, somebody. She coming over here and talking about seeing what she can do. She ain't coming over here seeing what she do. She just being nosy. And I'm gonna let her nose herself, nobody. Hello, somebody. But what all I'm doing, I'm tying this in, is how the Lord's work. See, sometimes we just use excuses after excuses after excuses to sit down on God. And what you're doing, you're sitting down on God. You're not sitting down on the church. You're sitting down on God. All right. And it's a privilege. Did you notice how God phrased this? You won't bring them in. In other words, these people going to get in, but you won't bring them in. They coming on in here. Since you say they rebel, they too much for you to handle, we'll get somebody else to bring them in. And that's why I'm always conscious that God could fire me at any time. Yeah. See, you don't know when it's going to be your last sermon or your last song or your last day that you usher, because it's a privilege. These are privileged positions, and it ain't that God need us. These is privileged positions. God has got a whole world he can pick from. And so if you don't, it's just like with Saul. He said, okay, Saul, you don't want to obey me, that's all right, I raised up David. God can raise up a little shepherd boy, bring a little country boy from the country. Amen. To the city. Amen. 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 So God He's got a whole world at his disposal. And so whatever we're going to do for the Lord, we better just go and do it. Amen. Amen. Now, turn back to our lesson. Turn back to our lesson. And I want to go ahead and finish on up now. The presentation of the goats. The presentation of the goats. Let me just go ahead and finish up. You had two goats. You had the first goat. They bought two goats up there. And they choose one goat. Both of them are going to be sin's offering. But they took one goat, and one goat was for the Lord. What do that mean? The one goat was for the Lord. What do that mean? One goat was for the Lord. Amen. The sacrifice. Amen. Okay, so one goat, they had two goats. And so they said, now one goat is going to be for the Lord. All right, so they done by lot. I don't know if they said any, meeny, miny, moe, catching Negro by his toe. If he holler, let him go. Any, meeny, miny, moe. Amen. Amen. How many of y'all used to do that? But do you know the Bible says when you're trying to decide on things, it's okay to do it by lots. Amen. It's okay. Take for instance. You got two children, and they fussing about washing dishes. Go get you a straw. Go get you two straws. And you pull a straw. Say, okay, now, whoever get the short straw, do tonight. And the other one going to do tomorrow night. And you just alternate. Amen. That's how you settle disputes. Yeah, that's how you settle disputes. That's it. You don't have to, I mean, you just let the lot. And so we're going, okay, whoever gets the short end, God wanted you to do it tonight. Amen. 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 How many of y'all believe that God controls the lots? In my devotion this morning, I was reading about Jonah, and the Bible says that there was a storm out there on the sea. And the Bible said that the men said, listen, let's do some lot, and let's find out which one on this boat is causing this trouble. And the Bible said the lot fell on Jonah. God controlled the lot. I don't know if they spent the dial and then their hand pointed on Jonah. However they did it, it pointed Jonah out. God controls the lots. Amen. 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 So a lot of times you can use some lots. Amen. And try to just figure things out that way and just put that in God's hands. Hey, now, I didn't say you go around and choose your husband like that now. Amen. Amen. I'm going to show you a better way to choose your husband now. I could see somebody thinking, okay, I got two men. Now, which one? Okay, we're going to put England in it, man. No, don't you do it. Because you may pick the wrong Negro. All right. So we're talking about this scapegoat, right? Okay. And so he would take that goat that was to the Lord. They would cut his throat, get the blood, take it into the holy, holy, offer that up before the Lord. But the other goat, which was the scapegoat, they would lay hands on that goat, and he would pronounce the sins of the nation on that goat. Then they would get somebody to take that goat out in the wilderness, and that goat would go out there and never to return. Now, why did they take and put their hands on the goat like that? And transfer the sins on the goat like that? What was that showing? That was showing that when God forgives us of our sins, he also removes our sins away, never to return. Isn't that a beautiful picture? That's a beautiful picture. That's a beautiful picture of how God, when he forgives us of our sins, he removes us of our sin. And see, that's one thing that you need to ask God to do when you forgive a person of their sin. You need to ask God that, Lord, remove what they've done from my mind. Amen. Amen. Because a lot of times we say, okay, I'm going to forgive you, but I ain't forget. I ain't ever forget that. I ain't forgetting that. I ain't ever forgetting that. Yeah. Because I remember when they done it the other time. Huh. That person really need to get with God to do some forgive. Because a lot of times we say we done forgave a person. We ain't forgave that person. Uh-uh. No, and a lot of times we know that we ain't done forgave that person. Hello, somebody. If I say, if Brother Charles, me and Brother Charles fall out, and Brother Charles say, Pastor, I ask your forgiveness. I'm so sorry. I say, all right, Brother Charles, I forgive you, but I ain't forgetting what you done. It'll never be the same. I'm letting you know that. Yeah. But I forgive you. You forgive. But I ain't forgetting. I ain't no fool now. I ain't no forget what you done. Because you shouldn't have done it. You really shouldn't have done it. I mean, you know that you shouldn't have done that. I mean, why did you do it? See, forgiveness is about letting go. See, I ain't letting go, is it? Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to get into an argument with it. That's what I'm saying. You would do better saying, hey, give me some space, give me time to forgive. I need some time. I want to forgive you, but it's hard, and I'm going to need some time to forgive you. Yeah, so I need you to pray for me, and I'm going to pray for you. We're going to pray for each other. Amen. Amen. Rather than being fake it, because a lot of times we know what we're supposed to do. But see, forgiveness is a power. See, anything God asks us to do, we got to ask God power to do it. See, you can't even love a person without the love of God. So you can't forgive a person without the forgiveness of God. You got to ask God, God, give me the power to forgive that person. Particularly when they done hurt you real bad. Amen. Amen. And one of the ways you know that God has forgiven you and then give you the power to forgive somebody is when you can forgive that person and you feel sorry for that person in your heart. And you say, man, I didn't even, you know, I felt so bad for them. And so that's the thing about forgiveness. When you truly forgive, you are concerned more about that person than you are yourself. That's just like Jesus. When he forgave them, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing. So Jesus wasn't concerned about himself. He was concerned about them people down there. That's how you know that you have experienced the power of forgiveness. Yeah. Because in your own strength, you couldn't have done it. You couldn't have done that. And you are surprised that it went so well. You're so surprised, and you said, man, you know, I didn't want to, but man, I mean, I needed to forgive that person there. And it's more than just feeling sympathy for that person. You begin to empathize. In other words, you put yourself in that person's position. And you start thinking, you know, if I would have done the same thing, I would have wanted somebody to forgive me. That's empathy. Yeah, that's moving beyond sympathy. Sympathy, you just feel sorry for the person. Sympathy is this way. Empathy is when you come this way. You get in that person's position. And you start saying, you know, I would want them to forgive me if I had done that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And We done a whole lot of stuff that God forgave us for. And keep in mind, God only forgive you like you forgive others. Because isn't that what you pray for? Hello, somebody. What do we say in the Lord's Prayer? And forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. So God, I ask you to forgive me just like I done forgave those who done messed up against me. And so God said, okay, I'm going to treat you just like you've been treating others. That's what you've been praying for. How many of y'all pray that every night? Amen. Y'all didn't even realize that, did you? Amen. But that's what you be praying. You're saying, God, and y'all just be rolling. You just praying it so fast, you're not even thinking because you don't memorize the prayer. Amen. If when you get to bed, you don't sleep so good, you don't even remember when you prayed. You hunching somebody. Why you waking me up at 3 in the morning? Did we pray? Did I say pray? Amen. Let's finish. So that's the presentation of the priest, presentation of the goats. One other thing, and then we're going to close it down. One other thing. Chapter 16, verse 29. Let me show you that. It says, and this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the 10th day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. All right. And so it was a day. How do you afflict your soul? There you go. Fasting. Amen. Now keep in mind, all these other days, Passover was a feast day, wasn't it? Yeah, you really grew up down. How many of you know done killed a whole cow and you got to eat it in one day? Because that was Passover. You had to kill the whole lamb and you had to eat it all in that one night. You talking about Christmas in May. Hello, somebody. That's Christmas right there. Amen. And so all these days, but on the Day of Atonement, that was a solemn day. It was a day where you afflict your soul. It was a day of fasting. Verse 30, for on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to clean you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. So the Day of Atonement was the day where one goat died for the sins of the whole nation. Isn't that something? One day, one goat dies for the sins of the whole nation. It was a day of atonement. You had one offering that did that. One sin offering by one priest. In the same way, Jesus Christ, one mediator, one offering, when he died on Calvary's cross, his blood shed for all of our sins. And he only had to do it one time. Whereas in their case, it was done annually each year, once a year. And so basically everybody in the nation was kind of living from year to year on borrowed time. Isn't that something? So all your sins was forgiven on that Day of Atonement. But think about what Jesus did. He died one time and done forgave the whole world of their sin. And the Bible says that he sat down on the right hand of God. The priest never sat down. Why? Because his work was never done. But Jesus sat down. That means his work is complete. Matter of fact, he told us that on the cross, didn't he? He says, it is finished. It's done. It's over with. All right. How should we respond to this lesson? Two things. Number one, we should respond with an attitude of gratitude. We should be thankful to the Lord because in all actuality, Jesus was our substitute. Jesus died in our place. Jesus was our scapegoat. We should have died. Have you ever thought about that? We should have died on that cross. Every one of us should be dying on a cross. But because Jesus loved you, he died in your place. Once and for all. Amen. And it's good, too, that we don't have to offer up no ram, no lamb. You think about it. How many of you got a pet? Anybody got a pet? You got a pet dog or anything? You know what God wanted? He wanted your best pet. When you talk about the lamb, he wanted your best lamb. Now you think about it. Can you take your lit pet and bring him down here to the church and cut his neck and give me the blood? Could you do that? Huh? You couldn't do that, could you? You would probably have nightmares going back home thinking about your lit pet. Because some of us got insurance on the pet and all of that. Got health insurance and burial insurance. We got everything on the pet. But think about that. God gave his son that you wouldn't have to give yours. Could you give your lit boy? Could you give your baby? Could you give that lit baby? But God gave his that we can live. Isn't that something? The scripture says he gave his only. Now, some of us got 2 and 3 kids. We could spare one. Hello, somebody. And see, there we go. See the truth of y'all are coming out. I'm talking about, I ain't playing on kids. That's all. That's all I hate. But that was God's only begotten son. Amen. And the longer you have the person, the more attached you to that person. Amen. And you think about it. God had been with Jesus for all of eternity. And God gave up his only begotten son. So we need to have an attitude of gratitude. Other thing, we ought to tell others about the saving grace of God. We need to tell others about the saving grace of God. God is a good God. For him to come up with a plan like that, because I'm talking to a crowd that don't even want to give up their pet. And God done gave up his son. And so we ought to thank God for that. Amen. 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 At this time, we'll go ahead and close out in prayer. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you
sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.